It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Somebody says, oh my God, look out the window.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
John is in a basement.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Mike, I really like to take you out on the race. I show you my car and maybe I show you the jumpsuits. I change into them and
who are
show you?
I'm Gary Busey.
No.
Update on the party on the 8th. We have not forgotten about it.
8808.
We are finalizing the venue for that, and we're waiting to make it real super duper special. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of interest in it. We're just getting the right place lined up, and we're going to let you know as soon as we know. Very, very excited.
Will there be drinking and smoking?
Are you playing the Mad Men music?
I waited as long as I could.
On BYOB Friday, since you play this music,
yes.
We are going to be welcoming our morning show here in Washington, D.C.
Can't wait.
The Junkies.
Yay.
All of them will be here with a Lurch with a 75% chance.
Wow.
That's the way it was explained to me.
That's as strong as it's going to get.
That's not bad for them. Yeah.
Perhaps I could have Milka call Lurch and ask him to come by, too.
That'll work.
Maybe you could just pretend to be Milka.
I want to make it real clear on that last interview with Milka Duno. Was it just me?
No.
Okay.
No,
I don't think so.
It was just every guy.
Kind of curious.
I really think the way, you know, you do this and that.
And we were laughing about Rob, though. With Rob's question, was, you know, the formula circuit, the person, and then I said, change the question. Is Danica selfish?
I like that better.
Well, I was really trying to communicate a thought. I really did get the sense from watching that video that Danica has a sense of entitlement because she's the, you know, whatever.
She's the queen, the diva.
Yeah, she's the billboard
person. Not anymore in my book.
Mm-hmm. No, you hate Danica.
I want Milka to get a sponsor. I want Milka to go forward.
I've even changed my views on Cesar Chavez.
Hugo?
I now think he's okay.
You mean
Hugo?
His name's not Cesar Chavez.
Cesar Chavez is a boxer, isn't he?
No, my feelings about him are the same. But
wasn't
Hugo
Cesar Chavez like a communist workers guy back in the...
He represented the farm workers in California.
Back in the 70s,
he
right?
He invented a salad.
But I've changed my views on him, too.
I have had the opportunity to meet him, and then you take your mic. You have such big hands.
I'm sorry.
You're projecting again.
I love a man who is, how you say, a cunning mimic. Yes, and this short red hair.
Overweight man who is fat and old.
With
and
a wide motorcycle.
He would come by. Maybe you could fly to the race and see me.
Yes,
yes, yes, I could.
I have what you call a bizarre fetish where I desire making love with people who have owned restaurants, but they have failed.
You know, the fact that you failed in the restaurant business is a turn on to me, and I really like the fact that you drink green bottles every Friday. It would be very special.
Only be sexually satisfied by man who, how you say, drink too much on occasion. Much. He's very sexy for a binge drinker.
I got to go to a race. I really, really want to go to a race.
Just watch it on TV. It's
Do we have any Dolly update? Do we know what's happening with Dolly?
It's now officially a hurricane and headed for the coast of Texas and Mexico.
Hello, Dolly. Yes, sirree. Watch out for Texas. Here it comes, baby. You got to batten down them hatches. Here it comes. Yes, sirree.
Is this the original?
Hello.
There he is. You know, they give him those soft little names. But this isn't a real bad one, right?
No, I don't think so.
Not that there are any good ones, but it's like Category 1,
category
right?
Category 1, they say it could be Category 2 by the time it gets to the Rio Grande Valley.
You think Cantori will be there?
Jim Cantori.
He's there now, Rob, picking up chicks.
Beth Ann McBride to the studio, please.
Come on in, Meredith.
Always do like, you know, she seemed to be very concerned at the end there that I was overreacting.
She was pissed at all of us.
I don't know if she was pissed. I just want to really get the, you know, a woman's perspective on
this. We have a few females around here. None of them seemed all that pleased with Milka.
Oh, I like Milka.
Seems to be a trend recently. I'm not sure.
Must be the water.
Did I overdo it? Did I overdo it with Milka?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you have to overdo
salivating.
Well, sometimes you have to, you know?
You were giggly.
I was not giggly.
Yeah, you were.
I was just sort of quietly going, oh, my God. I was saying, quite under my breath, I was saying, I didn't say I love you.
Respect and love you at the same time, if that is possible.
Look, she's a professional athlete.
And
I wanted to make sure that I prefaced my question by saying respect. You know, with foreign countries, Beth Ann, and I know a little bit about this from my days as an ambassador.
We don't want a national incident.
You really want to preface your comments with respect. You always say, out of respect. I say this out of respect.
You know, if you have a boyfriend?
And then and she didn't want to say. Or not.
She did not.
I know that, you know.
There's no way she doesn't have a boyfriend.
Don't Indy car drivers and race car drivers in general, aren't they known to get.
She's gay.
No, she's not gay. No, thanks for pouring water on that.
She's not gay at all.
Let me fix
it. Bye.
All better.
Oh, yeah.
See, now all better, right?
That was another one of Rob's where he handed out, did you ever kiss Danica?
Uh-huh.
That would have been. But that has really, as far as I'm concerned, I always kind of thought the idea of a woman who is that hot and that beautiful, traveling around a track at almost 200 miles an hour.
Her hair
idea
blowing in the wind.
No. She's got the helmet.
I wear the helmet to protect.
But beautiful brunette hair.
The idea of a woman that knows how to drive well at all.
Yes, Rob. Hey, I think your wife is a fine driver, Rob.
How is
your wife, Carrie, your wife?
Carrie, my wife?
Everything going well with you on the home front?
Absolutely.
Couldn't be better?
Well, it's fine.
Really?
It's fine.
Are the kids doing okay? We haven't asked about
Julia's
you.
Julia's at camp.
Right.
And yeah, you know, I had a question about this.
Yes. You mean overnight camp?
Yeah, away camp for a week.
You know, when you say camp, I get nervous.
We spell it with a K.
Crazy camp.
It's crazy camp.
How's everything going at camp?
Well, apparently good. We're not allowed to contact her. Well, I guess we could.
What do you mean you're not allowed to contact her?
That's weird.
You're not supposed to.
Would you send her into the forest or something? And she's eaten by a bear?
It's a one-week camp. And what I saw in The View is that for a stay that short.
You figured out a camp to send your daughter to by watching The View?
No. We already were going to do this. Slow down. Easy.
I'm just curious.
Just calm. Everybody relax.
I don't want to relax. I'm still thinking about the fact that you've got to. I love Irishmen with big, strong hands.
To answer your question,
would you like to
O'Mara,
clip my toenails? My name is Milka.
IndyCar rules prevent me from driving while dressed as a Catholic schoolgirl. So your uniform is not appropriate.
I was curious if you would like to come down into the pits with me, and would you like to see my pits?
The only thing that
I'd like to smell her armpits. I really
and
would.
And if they were hairy, would you still like her?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Going away, no problem at all. I'm not going to make that restriction.
The only thing I am wearing right now is called Valvoline. It's a motor oil.
Now you turn her into a war criminal.
But yeah, you're the mimic.
Well,
I'm
hold
just
on.
Doing
I want to ask
I
about. I want to ask about your daughter at camp, because I know you had some concerns before that. Joe in Sacramento, what can we do for you, Joe? Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Mike. I love your show. And
thank
those
you.
Blue and black cichlids that you bought to replace the other ones that you massacred, have you been cleaning the fishy tank?
Oh,
and
fish tank.
Can they suck your feet like the other ones in the story?
Yeah, I should mention that you're speaking of feet sucking.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
I would like to make sure. Would you like to see my toes? And then you could rub my feet.
Maybe
it would be
we
fun.
Can exfoliate my feet.
We will be having flesh-eating fish on the show tomorrow. This is fresh off. Oh, was it Good Morning America? Is that where the guy was today?
Yeah, and you can also see it at CNN.
CNN.com. The flesh-eating fish that
Johnny
do the
Ho.
Pedicure. Johnny Ho.
What could possibly go wrong?
Johnny Ho is going to be on the show tomorrow. I'm very excited about that.
I liked the segment where you had the flesh-eating fish. They were wonderful,
they
Mike.
Exfoliate, and I was wondering if maybe I could come in naked and have them eat
Are
my
you
skin.
Going to ride your Harley Davidson to work, you big, big, hairy, gray, giant bear? Silverback gorilla of a man. Are you going to have fun with me? Why don't we go out and make love on the track?
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I know
God.
I'm getting
You're
carried
not
away.
Sleep tonight, are you?
It's just it's the combination. It's the perfect world. You're talking to that. I had no idea. I really thought it would be like, I don't speak English, but you know, she was really. That's what I expected.
You were expecting Speedy Gonzalez?
I expected we get the lady that was in As Good as It Gets. You know,
okay,
the lady
yes.
that's the housekeeper?
Yes.
And then we got that just soft, little, understated voice, and it was delightful. All right?
All right.
I'm sorry, but what about your daughter at camp?
Okay.
Overnight camp.
Now, as far as the overnight camp, this is her second year going to this camp.
Right.
And they said on The View.
She's a sophomore.
Does it have anything to do with anything paramilitary at all?
That's not important.
Is it like dance? Sometimes camps have like themes. Is it dance camp? Is it swim camp?
The theme this year
Welcome to Camp Intolerance. It's Camp Spiewak, home of intolerance.
The theme
Teach them young.
It's something to do with the Olympics. I don't know. Huh. It's a week-long theme. I don't know. But they get to, you know.
She's in China?
They do. No, no.
Okay.
She's in Front Royal.
Front Royal.
But they do like crafts. They have a campfire at night. And they have stuff for them. Right. I've got the schedule.
They sing German war
they
songs.
They sing war songs.
What is she doing right now?
They study the past so the future does not repeat the past.
That's important, Rob.
We emphasize the mistakes of the past.
Do so they wear uniforms? Them. Do
of
they
course.
Wear uniforms?
Of course
camp?
They do. They're summer weight.
Very good. Sure, lightweight.
But we train them also to adjust to all climates.
I seriously ask because I remember from yesterday or maybe even last week, you had mentioned that there was some problem with camp.
There is a problem, and I just want to say...
That's the only reason
but
I asked.
You did jump down my throat when I said that we hadn't contacted her.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
That
just
makes sense.
That.
So what they said on The View is that for the first week... Don't contact them because if they
it's
are homesick,
them, right.
it's going to make it worse.
Well,
and
now,
if
do
they're
get
not a, homesick, it's not a big deal.
Do they get a merit badge for sewing armbands? Is that what they do?
That's nice. Thanks for helping, Joe.
That's good. Yes. Joe Andre writes.
So what we did is I gave her stamped envelopes,
right.
and she can write us letters that way because she's actually a good writer.
Always prepared.
So, but the camp.
Such a tragedy that, you know, a happily married
now, is
man.
Is there a place
she
can go to mail the letters?
No, there's no postal service where I sent
her. So she
her.
Can just write them.
Of course, there's a mailbox. I'm
Ladies
sure
and
I
gentlemen,
could call her if I
just
needed
hear in the
to.
Woods.
Dealing with a man who is probably, and I say, much more secure than me as far as a long-term relationship, you know, the perfect nuclear family that you've got there, the nuclear family.
Yeah,
I
hoping
say.
For a bomb.
And it's just wonderful, but yet he casts them all aside, sending his wife
she
to different
to
places.
She you know, wanted to go.
Separate but equals. It's separate lives, much like you have with your wife.
That's true. Separate but equal.
So it's just you and your boy, right?
Well, right now, well, Carrie's at home, but she's working. So
she's
a lot of times...
She works at night, though, doesn't she?
Often till close. And if I'm awake when I'm home, we'll talk. And if I'm asleep...
Other than that, you don't see her at all.
Sometimes, you know,
it?
I woke up this morning, she wasn't in our bed. She slept in the guest room.
Really? Now, why would she do
what
something
did you
like
do?
That?
Because she said she didn't want to disturb me. She wasn't tired and she wanted to watch
well,
television.
We can certainly understand why she does that, though.
Well, anyone wants...
Because we know what like... happens when you get disturbed.
Exactly.
We know how bad that
and that's,
can be.
You know, that's a short trip.
That's very difficult.
It's a very short trip.
We don't want to disturb the great bear when he's sleeping.
The king of the castle is asleep.
Well, he's dreaming about Milka Duno and her kissing Danica Patrick.
So Danica, who's menstruating at the time.
Menstruating.
Menstruation.
I always say, well, we can't repeat it now, can we? Because they'll hit it, right, if I say menstruating. Isn't
no,
that the
I
proper way?
Okay.
That's the proper way to pronounce
menstruate,
it.
Menstruate, but there is a U in there.
Yes. Oh, well, there is. Yes. Yes. I just like the way you pronounce it.
Menstruation.
Thank you, Rob.
Said it again.
So
yeah. So
anyway,
what's the problem?
So what you do is you get everyone to go into this camp,
right?
Camp Goering,
Camp Goebbels. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Now listen, girls, don't be alarmed, but we're going to shave the boys' heads now,
and that's just for fashion.
Very good. All right. Did you get your boots? Yes.
So
who
so,
got who needs boots?
Who needs a summer weight uniform?
Who wants the olive drab?
So. There's different locations around the state where you can drop your kids at a bus, and the bus takes them to the camp.
This is getting better all
so
the time.
So you don't have to drive to Front Royal.
I understand.
Now, as you know, I live out in the wilds of Loudoun County.
Right.
And our central location is NIH in Bethesda, the National Institute of Health. Okay.
Not a train that runs out there, right?
No.
Okay, just
it's
checking.
It's all a long drive.
Very good. Okay.
A little further than driving to Rockville. Mm-hmm. So it's like 50 minutes.
It's all about convenience, isn't it?
All right, I'm getting to a point here.
I know. I'm kidding.
Don't disturb the bear.
Go
He's
right
about
ahead.
To drop her off.
I'm poking
so
the bear.
I'm driving. We're driving to get her there. Now, because NIH is
at
a closed...
At the drop-off point.
Right.
Okay.
Beth Ann,
I'm
really don't help.
I'm trying to follow along. Was
you
I blown
magnificent up? Bastard, I read your book!
That's her counselor, right there. So, NIH is a closed campus.
Yes.
And when we get there, we had to go through security.
Okay.
35 minutes
right.
to get it through, and they made us get out of the car.
Because of the camp you're sending her
we
to.
We had to know it's not, it has nothing to do with
I
that.
I would have double that. I'd
it
have an hour and 10 minutes of
nothing
security.
Nothing to do with that. And they
Scary.
Swabbed down my car to make sure there was no residue.
Right.
And they let us go through metal detectors.
Do you think that was because of the bumper stickers?
Probably. Probably. And I also shouldn't have been driving a 1942 Mercedes.
The vintage David Duke bumper stickers on your car.
But the thing that
a convertible Mercedes.
Mercedes.
Yeah, like in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
A lot of people don't drop their kids off at camp with a half track.
A touring car.
It doesn't happen like that.
With the running boards.
That's Rob rolls up Julia to camp with a motorcycle and a sidecar.
And what really bothered me about this is after 35 minutes to get through security with the swabbing for the gunpowder and then the going through the metal detectors and the presenting of IDs, and they said, and these are your kids? I said, yes, their name are Julia and Robert.
Right.
And they said, okay. Do they have the same last name as you? I said, yes. And so we're waiting and we're waiting and they're swabbing and they're opening my trunk and checking everything.
They have the same name as long as it's not in Argentina.
And so they give me my...
That's because they got the alias.
We all have to have badges just to go drop them off. Mine is fine. Mine says, you know, Rob Spiewak. I look at the kids. Julia says, Julia Roberts. Roberts says, Roberto Julio.
Really? That's what they said?
Yeah, because they were just thinking Julia and Robert.
Why are they giving Robert a Spanish name, Daddy? He's supposed to be horsed.
You'll never get him back.
So we finally get to the bus, and there's kids crying because, you know, they're going to camp. Julia can't wait to be rid of us.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And so she runs up. We hand in her health sheet, and it says everything's fine.
Right.
The teenager with rubber gloves checks her for nits, which they always do. And I'm just
Nits like head lice?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Okay. And they're like prowling through air, and Julia's standing there, and it's fine. Julia gets on the bus, and the thing that's heartbreaking is you see all these little kids, seven-year-old kids, on this big, like, you know, rock star bus. A luxury cruiser.
Sure.
And they're all waving. Uh-huh. And I finally find Julia. And as the bus is pulling out, I'm waving. And Julia's just sitting with her arms crossed, staring ahead.
Because she wants to get to camp.
She just wants to be there.
She wants to get to camp where she can work on her shooting skills.
The thing that bothered me, the thing that troubled me so much is in the time it took to drive to Bethesda and go through security and wait.
Right.
I probably could have driven to Front Royal and just dropped her off.
Well, I'm so glad it finally worked out
well
for you.
It did. And she is well. And Robert is now at my sister-in-law's house.
So you are...
So I don't know.
You'll go home to an empty house tonight.
Again.
Wow.
Oh, good.
Wow. Yeah, seems to be a trend this week.
Well, I'll tell you what's great is that it'll be just as straight as it was when I left.
Let me hit that again so we can hear. That's good. Well, that's why, because you're very neat and organized.
I like it to be nice.
Yes, very organized.
I like things to be nice for me.
That's a good
and
thing.
And for you.
That's wonderful.
For Buzz and
Thank
for
you,
Meredith
Rob.
And Joe.
And good luck
and
to Julia in camp.
Yeah.
Can't wait till she comes home with all those wonderful camp songs she learned.
She can put a rifle together blindfolded.
Very good, Daddy. Father! I learned so many nice skills at camp. All right, Robbie.
Don't talk to me.
Time for our last segment of Buzz. Buzz Burbank, brought to you by Buzz himself. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the one, the only Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. The price of gas is down by a nickel, so there's that. The national average is down to $4.06 thanks to last week's drop in oil prices.
Uh-huh.
But oil prices jumped back up another $2 a barrel yesterday over worries about what Hurricane Dolly might do to our oil rigs in the Gulf.
Yes, it is. We were talking about this earlier, ladies and gentlemen. The great Louis Armstrong sings about it, and we wish the people of Texas nothing but the best. We have listeners on the internet down there, and I hope everything goes well.
All the Nance family.
Looked to me like everything was boarded up, guys. Everything should be fine. I think everything's going to be A-OK.
Righto, guys.
Watch out. I've got season tickets to the Houston Texans.
I've never used them once, guys.
I think it's south of that, Rob. Actually, south of Houston, as a matter of fact.
You can't steer a hurricane, guys.
It's got a wide berth. Wide berth where it's going to hit landfall, guys.
Shell has already evacuated some of its oil rig workers in the Gulf, even though the offshore oil fields there are not in the path of the storm.
Yeah, but that's good for raising their prices,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, Mike.
It's all a conspiracy.
Against who?
Everybody.
That's right.
Not me.
Yeah, not you. Not you at all?
No, I'm converting the Tahoe to electric.
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
The hybrid. I want to get one of those water vapor cars. Have you seen those advertised?
No, I have not.
They run on water vapor.
Right.
How?
I don't know. They say they don't give any pollution out. It's
like a steam engine.
The only thing that the cars poop out is water vapor. I've seen. Haven't you seen the commercials?
Well, it's probably hydrogen then.
You know what? That's why I want to change my name, though. Speaking of oil,
yeah.
Oh, you're bringing this up now. I was hoping we'd have a whole break to devote to this.
I want to change my name to T. Boone Pickens. I just love that guy.
T-Boone or T-Bone?
T-Boone Pickens. Have you seen those ads that he's got on?
No.
Oh, he does the thing where he's got a plan. He's got a plan for energy, and he comes out. I cannot believe,
Mike,
with your hours of television viewing.
This is going to shock you. We look at different channels.
Oh, my God. This guy's on all the time. I'm T. Boone Pickens. I've been an oil man all my life.
Yeah, you see, you're watching like the crab people catching crabs and stuff like
that.
That.
I like RFD that. Or
yeah.
something.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
I'm watching Turner Classic Movies.
Locked
bettering
up.
Myself.
That's what I'm watching. Locked Up. I
See,
love that.
See, you're
show.
Watching that.
All right, what's going on?
I don't look at actuality.
All right,
shows.
Shut up. Thank you. What's going on?
But the storm is on track for some of the refineries onshore.
Oh, it's not going to hurt a thing.
ExxonMobil says it's also bracing for the storm, but the other big oil companies say they're just monitoring the situation. Mm-hmm. Either way, hello, Dolly. Goodbye, dropping gas prices.
We'll wait and see what happens tomorrow.
All right. With their obscene profits, you would think most of the money these days would be spent on exploration or alternative energy even. But no, most of the oil companies' profits go to stock buybacks and dividends.
You know, when you mention exploration, I think of Milka Duno for some reason.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Gordon.
Hello, I would like to explore. I thank you so much for coming on this show and going fast.
Do you explore that. Yourself?
Oh, baby, see, you're right there with us. I love it when you join the team. I really, really do. Thank you, Rob.
It's not always fun to be on the other side,
Hello.
To be the antagonist. I like to sometimes play along.
Milka.
Oh, Milka.
Only about 5% of the oil company's profits goes for exploration. 55% goes to the buybacks and dividends. The reason is simple. The salaries for oil company executives are based on those things, not exploration. Mm-hmm. That's great for stockholders and executives, but bad for you and me.
Bad.
When you hear that, says New York Senator Chuck Schumer, it screams out for a windfall profits tax.
Who did you say?
Charles Schumer.
Oh, okay.
Chuck Schumer of New York.
Oh, here he is.
Here he is now.
I really think that you've got to scream at these people or they're not going to pay attention to you.
You're right, Chuck.
That's
right.
I know your first name is Chuck. How do you pronounce your last name?
Schumer. Schumer.
Schumer.
And you're a senator? Or
I'm a senator from the great state of New York.
Okay.
And I really think that, you know, if you're going to examine our problems, first you have to identify
Pardon
the
me?
Conspiracies. First you have to understand the conspiracies.
Would you like to come over to my house this Saturday?
Yes, that'd be wonderful. Look forward to it. We'll welcome your daughter back.
Chuck Schumer. We didn't see this coming. Women are dropping out of the workforce. After 12 years of gains, the percentage of women in the workforce has fallen for 3 years in a row now.
Hey there. This is Katie, and I have a great ass.
Could happen at any moment.
Still in the workforce,
you
though.
You never know. She's still here, though, for now.
Thank
and Beth
goodness.
Ann McBride. We need our jingles.
I know. They're in the works.
What do you mean they're in the works? Yeah, well, I'll talk to you. You know what? I'm going to talk to you about that at the beginning of the next segment because I really want to understand what's going on with
All
that.
All right.
I mean, it seems to me that was a simple request. We did that, like, when we first got here.
Right.
All right, I'll ask you later.
You know,
am I going to get upset if I talk to you about it?
Here's where we stand. I can finish it in one sentence.
Where are our jingles, Rob? That would have been a perfect time to play Beth Ann McBride.
Mr. Hughes is looking into them.
All right.
Oh, that explains
Great.
It.
Great.
We're now
We've done what we need to do, Mike.
Yeah, fantastic.
We're now back to where we were 12 years ago, according to the government's Bureau of Labor Statistics. Ironically, the same economy that drove women to get jobs and careers has now forced them back home.
Took you long enough, you dummy.
Percentage, I didn't say that.
Percentage-wise, they've endured most of the pay cuts, layoffs, and outsourcing.
So you think maybe we're moving back to the 60s and the era of Mad Men?
Just like on Mad Men, yes,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
All right, baby. That's the theme from Mad Men. Uh-huh. My new favorite show.
Mrs. Spiewak is in the workforce.
Very
oh,
good.
That's good. And you like her there, right?
Anytime she's out of the house is good. When she's happy, the family's happy.
Mrs. Burbank is in the workforce as well.
Oh, she is. Is she planning on getting out anytime soon?
Not anytime soon.
Oh, okay.
Now you know.
I'm not going to contribute to this. Don't have anything to say.
Good for you, Mike. The pill.
Such noises.
Yes, little sounds, yes.
The pill for birth control would be on the same level as abortion under a new proposal from the Bush administration. Hospitals, if they want to keep getting federal funding, would have to start hiring personnel who oppose various forms of contraception, including the pill.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight.
Quoting,
and good luck.
Quoting Senator Hillary Clinton, the more I learn about these rules, the more appalled I am and the more determined I am to stop them. It is a disgrace, but unfortunately not a surprise.
You fellas have a lot of growing up to do, I'll tell you that.
Ridiculous.
Sometimes I like to hear you finish your laugh, your fatherly laugh.
Yes.
June, I'm home.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Exactly.
Hi, Milka.
The president
again.
Yes, she's on my mind. I can't help
I know.
It.
The president's controversial military surge in Iraq is over. That's official with the departure of the last five combat brigades that were sent just for that purpose. That leaves 147,000 American soldiers in Iraq, still about 7,000 more than the Pentagon predicted.
You know, we did it years ago on the show, and I'm thinking out loud here, but I think maybe before the end of the year, I would love to have one of those exclusive military parties because, you know, we did that, I believe,
yeah.
way back when. Don and I did that with Desert Storm,
mm-hmm.
and I would love to have, like, a special BYOB Friday show somewhere
cool.
with just, guys. Make it exclusive to that and bring the Buzz Babes by and
Absolutely.
Do that type of thing.
Absolutely. Bring the Buzz Babes. Maybe we can can raise some money for a veterans or soldiers cause.
That'd yeah, well, we've got that in the pipeline right now, Buzz, as far that. As, a, you know, it's a specific veterans charity.
Let's get on.
They
it.
Haven't signed off on us yet, but we're ready to go forward. I'm very
and
excited
if we can't
about
do anything
it.
For the military, how about the milkitary?
The milkitary.
Hello, thanks for having the party for me.
Do you have a gun?
I could produce one for you.
Really? Would you like to hold mine?
Thank you very much.
So, Rob. Oh, Rob.
What does that even mean?
You old queen.
You old queen.
The White House has not hung a mission accomplished banner for the end of the surge, but John McCain has seized the moment to remind us he supported this successful surge while Barack Obama opposed it. Obama points out that he also opposed the war that ultimately required the surge.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Obama. I am hotter than Obama, girl. Yes, baby.
Air scares for me to share and curl your hair.
Oh, great.
When we continue.
Thanks, Buzz. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Buzz.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.